All right, we're going to move on to item 11. This is discussion for possible action to move the general public comment towards the beginning and the end of the agenda of the Board of Story County Commissioners until further notice. Now, this is an item that I've been talking over with the county manager now for a while. And what I want to do is I want to get a little bit of history on this and then go ahead and get some feedback from my fellow commissioners on where we go forward on this. So in previous meetings, we used to be able to answer questions during public comment. Up till we had several members of the public who would meet outside and organize before the meeting to inundate the board with questions and criticism for either personal or political reasons, always looking for the gotcha moment and taking up an enormous amount of time. Now, this is when we have a lot of other government agencies here or people doing business that want to move on and get through the agenda, but we were always dealing with these issues. So I believe that with proper explanation on how public comment will be heard and asking that it not become argumentative or confrontational, we can once again allow public comment somewhere at the beginning of the meeting as well as at the end of the meeting as we currently do. The public comment portion of the meeting is for anyone to comment on anything they would like to talk about that is not currently on the day's agenda, as the board takes comments on every actionable item at the time it is being heard. We limit those comments to 3 minutes. If someone has a question about items on the agenda, they can contact whichever department is responsible prior to the meeting. County Clerk Stevens posts the meeting's agenda approximately 1 week before a regularly scheduled meeting and 3 days before a special meeting, giving ample time for the public to review the agenda. So with saying that, if we can keep everybody, you know, calm and not get back into this argumentative sect where we were before, I think we could go forward with this. The alternative is, well, there's two alternatives. Either we leave things the way they are, or we put the public comment back towards the beginning of the meeting. And if we start having outbursts like we had in the past, we simply eliminate it again. So with that said, I'd like to go to my fellow commissioners and see what your thoughts are on this. How about if I go to Commissioner Gilman first?
Mr. Chairman, I sat through the historical issues and times that were difficult times at the commission level. And I know that there are members of the public that have been asking for this opportunity. And to the extent that it can stay positive, to the extent that that it can be constructive criticism if such is necessary, I'm 100% for that. So, you know, based on the trial and program, I would support your motion and look forward to seeing how it may work.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Commissioner Carmona.
Chairman, thank you. I wholeheartedly support this. Since I was chairman for the HOA, we have done the same and moved public comments at the beginning of the meeting. I believe in the spirit of transparency, this is a necessity. Obviously, we all hope meetings go smoothly, but again, I wholeheartedly support this, and I believe that it is an important move. So, thank you for putting this on the agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Carmona. Okay, at this time, we'll go ahead and open up this item for public comment. And once again, I'll remind the audience who would like to speak to please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Who do we have first?
I'm gonna guess it comes as no surprise, Sam Tolhill and Hill.
Okay.
I'm delighted that the commission has decided to take this step. As you know, I have expressed my desire for this to happen since I started attending commission meetings when I returned back to the Comstock in 2016. I think it sends the appropriate message that the community is welcome, their input is welcome, whether it's critical or complimentary, in order for open, transparent communication to flow freely. So I'm very grateful and very happy that this move is being made. I'm a little curious, and I just have a question. Why now?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to bring this back to you. This isn't a time for question and answer, Sam. It's simply public comment.
Very good. Interestingly, I asked a question which was answered in the previous agenda item. So I figured that the free and transparent flow of information was still something we were looking for. Great move, fellas. Appreciate it. And I'm sure the community is well served by this. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Additional public comment.
Chairman McBride, Clay Mitchell here.
Hi, Clay.
Hi, Chairman. Thanks so much, Virginia City resident, for the record. I just want to speak in favor of this. I think it's the right move. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Clay. Additional public comment? Okay. Without any additional public comment, I'm going to go to Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. This was my idea to bring this forward. So is it appropriate for me to make the motion or not?
You can make the motion.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Loomis. I, Marshall McBride, motion to move general public comment toward the beginning of each agenda of the Board of Story County Commissioners to further notice. I have a motion. Do I have a second? All right, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.